Our kids know that integrity is costly. What they need to know is, do you think it's worth it? Then they'll have something to follow. But if your kids never see you paying a price, why would they think that what you have is of any value?
Welcome to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. And Colin, I think that is a great truth. Some parents may fall into that trap of thinking, well, I need to protect my kids from knowing that there is a price that has to be paid sometimes. And you're saying, no, it's important for them to see you paying a price.
Yeah, Jesus didn't protect his disciples from seeing that there was a price and knowing that there was a price. In fact, he laid it out there and said, look, this is the thing that is of supreme value, and therefore it is worth any price. And Steve, my own experience was just looking at the level of commitment that my father had as I was growing up as a boy in Scotland, seeing what it cost him to pursue integrity in his chosen profession. And at times it was very, very costly for him. Seeing what it meant for him to extend himself as a leader in the church where life was already full and he took on additional responsibilities. Why? Because he loves Christ. Yeah. So this love of Christ must be something that's very, very valuable. You see, deeds communicate in ways that go even further in terms of reinforcing the words that are spoken. And so these are powerful things and not to be hidden, especially as our children are growing up into adulthood.
Well, an important thing for us to be sharing that with them, and we're going to look a little bit more at that and continue to see things that we want our kids to know about us. So join us in 2 Timothy chapter 3 as we continue 10 Keys to Effective Parenting. Here's Pastor Colin.
Number one, you know all about, says Timothy, number one, my teaching. Now, the important point here is that it's personal. He doesn't say, Timothy, you know all about the Old Testament teaching. He doesn't say, you know all about the apostolic teaching. That was true, but that's not the point here. This is the language of relationship, and so what Paul says is, you know all about my teaching. See, your children will learn what the church believes, but your kids desperately need to know what you believe. It is one thing for your kids to grow up knowing that the church believes in heaven and hell. It is entirely another thing for your kids to grow up and understand, my father believes in hell and heaven. That has an altogether different impact. They need to know that. So what do your children know about what you believe? Do your kids know what you believe about creation? About the effects of sin in the human personality? About the Bible? About who Jesus is, why he had to die, about the resurrection, about the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer, about the church, about baptism, about communion, about the second coming of Christ, about the new heaven and the new earth? Don't try and cover all that in one evening. But if you want your kids to follow in your path, they need to know what you believe. Paul says, you know all about my teaching. Second, you know all about my way of life. See, it's not just what you believe, it's how you live. It's how you spend your money. Your kids have a pretty good picture of that. It's how you live within your means. Your kids have a pretty good picture of that, too. It's about integrity. If you can think of a way in which your kids have seen a lack of integrity in you, I want to urge you today to confess it to them. It will give them hope if you do that. And you may well find that God uses your confession to further his work in their life. My teaching, my way of life, my purpose. Isn't this a great statement? Paul could say to Timothy, you know all about my purpose. You know what's important to me, Timothy. You know what I'm trying to do and what I'm trying to achieve in life. You know what I'm trying to become. You know about my purpose. Does your son or your daughter know your purpose? If your kids were asked, what matters more to mom, what matters more to dad than anything else, what would they say? Ask them. What do you think is the most important thing to me in life? The answer might be very revealing. Fourth, my faith. You know, says Timothy, all about my faith. Now, notice again that it's personal. He's not talking about the faith. He's talking about my faith. He says, you know my personal trust and personal confidence in God. So here's the question that comes on this fourth key. Do your children see you? Do they hear you? Do they perceive you exercising faith in God through the tough passages of your life? Because your exercise of faith when you're going through a struggle in life may just be one of the most powerful ways in which the reality of faith speaks to them. This is what they're watching. Here's the fifth thing. My patience. You know all about my patience. This is a hard one. I can't imagine that patience came to the Apostle Paul easily, can you? Timothy knew about the times, evidently, when things did not move forward in the way that the Apostle Paul would have wanted, and he had to be patient. Patience is tough in an instant society. We plant the seed, and we want it to grow now. We take an initiative with our children and we want their lives to be reshaped now. After a few weeks, a few months of doing the same thing, what happens? We get discouraged. Don't expect someone else to learn in 10 weeks or 10 months what it took you 10 years to learn before the Lord. And it's going to be three steps forward, and it's sometimes going to be two steps back. And Paul's able to say to Timothy, you know all about my patience. Thank God for that. Number six, you know all about my love. Here's another dimension that we want to be clear in our communication. What a marvelous statement. Notice he does not say who this love is for. He doesn't tell us whether he's referring to his love for Timothy or his love for the church or his love for the Lord. In fact, he doesn't need to, because of course, love is indivisible. And if it is in you, it will radiate from you. Paul is filled with the love of Christ. He is living and pursuing a life of love. And when Timothy comes to know Paul, he thereby experiences that love. If you had come to know Paul, you would have experienced it too. Now, your kids will come to know your love, not just by you telling them or showing them how much you love them, but they'll come to know your love by what they see of your love towards other people, especially the folks who are most difficult in your life. See, that's a real test. Easy to tell your kids you love them. Try and live so that your kids or anyone else looking at your life could say, you know, I see in him love, consistently. You know about my love for you, son. You know about my love for your mom. You know about my love for the Lord. You know about my love for the gospel. You know about my love for the church. You know about my love even for the person who's most difficult in my life. You know all about my love. It's indivisible.
You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith and a message called 10 Keys to Effective Parenting. It's part of our series, Unless the Lord Builds the House. And if you've missed any of the broadcasts in the series, come and listen online. Our website is openthebible.org. You can also listen through the Open the Bible app, which you'll find for free at your app store. But whether you listen on the radio, online, or through the app, it is all made possible through your generosity. So thank you for giving to and supporting this ministry. And as you give a gift of any amount this month, we want to say thank you by sending you a copy of a book Pastor Colin has picked out. It's written by the president of Wheaton College, Phil Reichen. It's called I Have My Doubts, How God Can Use Your Uncertainty to Reawaken Your Faith. And in this book, we look at different characters in the Bible who struggled with doubt. Eve had doubts about God's word, Moses about God's call, and Asaph about God's fairness, just to name a few. We'd love to send you a copy of this book, I Have My Doubts, as our way of saying thank you for financially supporting Open the Bible this month. You can give right now at openthebible.org or when you call 1-877-OPEN-365. Back to the message. Here's Pastor Colin.
7. My endurance. You know all about my endurance. You know, Timothy, I'm not a quitter. Now, there may be times when it's right to quit. The problem with quitting is that it is habit forming. Once you walk away from pain once, there will be a strong impulse within you to do it again and again and again and again, and eventually that undermines character. Well, Paul was no quitter. He stuck with what God was calling him to do, even when that was difficult. He could say to Timothy, "You know about my endurance. You've seen this. You know that I don't walk away when it gets tough. You've seen it in me." Now, you want your kids, you want your grandkids, you want someone whose life you're trying to build into to see that and to know it and to hear the story and to understand what it meant. 8, my persecutions. You know all about my persecutions. Now, persecution, of course, is what it costs you to follow Christ. And so this raises a very important question. Do your kids know what it has cost you to follow Jesus Christ? My own father's life has shaped me in many ways, but none more so than what it cost my dad to be a Christian. Dad was a policeman. He served in the city of Edinburgh as a detective. He worked preparing evidence for presentation in court. There was a case early in his career in which his boss told him to say something about a piece of evidence that wasn't actually true. It wasn't a big deal. It would not have changed the outcome. It was a technical point about who had actually worked on a particular piece of evidence, but what he was being asked to say was not true. And he wouldn't do it. So he was branded as uncooperative. And there is no doubt in his mind or in mine that that significantly affected and impeded his career. Bottom line, if my dad had shaded the truth, we would have had more money when I was growing up. What I had instead was a father I admired. I still remember in my early teens when he told me that story. The pressure, the ridicule in the office, the cost. And it was the cost that captured my teenage imagination. I felt, as I picture it now with him telling me, as if I had just heard something heroic. Loyalty to Jesus Christ matters more than money, than popularity. It matters more than getting your foot on the next rung of the ladder. And that is with me still. See, our kids know that integrity is costly. What they need to know is, do you think it's worth it? Then they'll have something to follow. But if your kids never see you paying a price, why would they think that what you have is of any value? So I do want my kids to know what it costs me to follow Jesus. And most of all, I want them to know I'm convinced it's worth it. My persecutions. 9, my sufferings. Now, if persecution refers to the cost of following Jesus, then suffering obviously refers more widely to things that are common in this life. The experience of suffering is common to all, but of course, in a special way, it tests the faith of a Christian believer. And so there will be some aspects of your life that have not come particularly because you're a Christian. They're just part of life. They would have happened anyway. The loss of a job, the collapse of a business, the death of a loved one, the experience of an illness, a battle with depression, or whatever it is. But do your kids know about your suffering? Wouldn't you want them to know that? Wouldn't you want them to know how your faith has been tested and tried and how you've proved it and come through? You know, as they're growing, why would you not want to bring them into your struggles? Let them know that your faith has been tested and how it has stood the test. Your suffering is part of your testimony to Jesus Christ. Your journey through it can provide a map for somebody else. When a soldier is wounded on the field of battle, he or she is awarded a purple heart. And the purple heart, of course, is a mark of great honor. You were wounded in the field of battle. You stood under fire. The purple heart. Now listen, spiritually, there are many, many purple hearts in this congregation. Your faith has been under fire. You have been tested in the crucible of suffering. And here you are, you've been wounded. But you're still standing as one who loves and worships Jesus. Now, you're not always going to wear your purple heart. You're not going to flash it around, as it were. But there will be times when you should share it. There will be folks in your life now and in the future, and it is part of the purpose of God that you will be able to minister strength to them through the testimony that has come from your sufferings. God has given you a testimony. And it is part of the example that you are able to share with someone whose life you have the opportunity to shape. Number 10, my deliverance. You know, all kinds of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, Lystra, verse 11. The persecutions I endured, yet the Lord rescued me from them all. That's the last point. The Lord rescued me, Paul says. You know about my deliverance. You know about how the Lord has brought me through. Do your kids know how the Lord has helped you? If your kids were asked to name three ways in which the Lord has really helped Dad in the last year or so, or one way in which he has really helped Dad in the last year or so, what would he or she say? They need to know how the Lord has helped you. This is a living thing into which you are trying to bring them as you seek to shape another life. Now, the more I've looked at this, the clearer it's become that this is a most marvelous and helpful grid for parenting and for mentoring, isn't it? There's a cost in your life to following Christ. You've got your sufferings, your love, your patience, your way of life, your teaching. You have all these things to share. Why are you not seeking to share that with your kids? Make a plan to do it. Use this as a grid. Here are 10 areas of life at least that I would want to bring my children into, bring my grandchildren into as they grow, so that there's an opportunity of a meaningful life-shaping relationship. If you belong to Christ, you have a testimony. Open that up to your kids. Bring them on the inside of your Christian life. That is one of the most marvelous things you can do for them as they grow up into adulthood. Continue in the faith, Timothy. Why? Because you know from whom you have learned it. You've seen it. We've shared it. You know it from me. You've seen it in me. 10 things you would want your children or your grandchildren to know. 10 things that you would share with someone you're trying to mentor. Now, the last thing is simply this. Some folks at this moment may be feeling discouraged. And here's the sort of thing that might be going through your head. I wish I'd heard this 20 years ago. What we've seen here in the Bible isn't what my kids saw in me. And so you look back on what you see as wasted years, a sense of regret over missed opportunities. So many folks who have come to Christ later in life wish that they had come to Christ earlier and could have these years back again. Maybe you read these scriptures and you say, oh, I'd like to be that kind of man. I'd like to be that kind of woman. Patience, love, faith. It sounds great, but I can't do it. It's not in me. Here's the very last thing this morning. Consider the source. Who's talking here? Who is it who's saying, Timothy, you know all about my teaching, my way of life? Paul. Paul. This is the man who was once known for two things, anger and blasphemy. Check it out, 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 13. I was a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent man. But Christ changed him. And that same Lord Jesus Christ who changed the angry, blaspheming Saul into the mentor apostle Paul, that same Christ can change you. And what your kids didn't see 5 or 10 years ago, what they didn't see last week, they could begin to see now. For that Christ can change you. And those who know you will see the difference.
What a way to wrap up this message. 10 keys to effective parenting. A reminder that, yeah, maybe we've blown it with our kids in the past, but Christ can change us. And those who know us well will see the difference. You know, today's message is entitled 10 Keys to Effective Parenting. It's really a great message for any parent, grandparent, anyone who wants to positively impact the kids in their lives for Christ. This message is part of a larger series, Unless the Lord Builds a House. And if you want to get a copy of the series on CD, ask about that when you call us at 1-877-OPEN-365. That's 1-877-673-6365. Or you'll find ordering information online at openthebible.org. Well, Open the Bible is a listener-supported ministry. We can't do what we do without your generosity, so thank you for financially supporting Open the Bible. And as you give a gift of any amount this month, we want to offer you a copy of Phil Ryken's book, I Have My Doubts, How God Can Use Your Uncertainty to Reawaken Your Faith. And Colin, what is something that you'd like people to take away from reading this book?
Well, I think the first thing is probably the subtitle, which I think is full of hope. How God Can Use Your Uncertainty to Reawaken Your Faith. I think that's marvelous. And there's a profound truth here that when we endure dark experiences of doubt, that God can actually work in and through these to bring us to a stronger faith. And so perhaps someone listening right now is thinking, oh, I think I'm maybe like Judas who betrayed Jesus. Well, think about Peter, who also denied his faith, but then was wonderfully restored and became a pillar of the church. So you need to know that your doubts may be the very thing that God will use to strengthen your faith. And this book, I think, very practically will help you to deal with your doubts. It'll equip you to walk through the struggle and to see how God can work redemptively for your good and for His glory.
Well, we want to say thank you for your financial gift and supporting Open the Bible this month by sending you a copy of this book. Again, it's called I Have My Doubts, How God Can Use Your Uncertainty to Reawaken Your Faith. You can give online at openthebible.org or when you call 1-877-OPEN-365. That's 1-877-673-6365 or openthebible.org. For Pastor Colin Smith, I'm Steve Hiller. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time. This program is a listener-supported production of Open the Bible.
Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." God's word is the food that will nourish your soul. You need it every day. And Open the Bible Daily is a daily devotional that will open the Word of God and lead you to Jesus. It's available for free on our website, openthebible.org. For more information, visit openthebible.org/daily. That's openthebible.org/daily.